conversation. A Civic Media Station. Civic Media Station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a deadly nor'easter that unleashed torrential rains and strong winds up and down the East Coast. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Rough surf and powerful winds to millions in the east.
We hunkered down, took all the chairs in, sailed around the doors.
All of New Jersey and parts of southern New York under states of emergency as relentless northeast winds force ocean water onshore and flooding coastal communities.
A New York City woman was killed by a solar panel that blew off a carport. A Coast Guard helicopter hoisted a man to safety from choppy waters off Cape Cod. One person was killed, two missing in Alaska. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
The remnants of Typhoon Halong walloped the coast of Alaska, at least in the southwestern section of the state. In some places, the storm surge was so large it beat the old record by 2 feet.
More than 50 people were rescued, some plucked from rooftops. Israel says it has now identified the bodies of 4 dead hostages returned yesterday following the release of the last 20 surviving hostages. One of the deceased was Israeli, a second from Nepal. The IDF says families of the two others don't want their names revealed yet. As for what's next in the peace process, correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
In Egypt Monday, the president signed a peace and security declaration with the heads of Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey, and held a summit with dozens of world leaders.
The rebuilding is maybe going to be the easiest part. I think we've done a lot of the hardest part.
But questions remain on a number of issues, including whether Hamas will disarm, who pays for the reconstruction of Gaza, which experts say could cost $53 billion.
More government services in the U.S. are slowing down as the shutdown moves into its 14th day. Virginia's Democratic Congressman Eugene Vindman is blasting last Friday's layoffs.
Obviously, the RIFs are illegal, and you know, the unions and others will get involved, and there will be accountability for all of the illegal activity from this administration.
House Speaker Mike Johnson insists ending the stalemate is up to Democrats. A tit-for-tariff spat is heating up again as the Trump administration begins charging Chinese ships to dock at U.S. ports. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The goal is to lessen China's dominance of commercial shipbuilding and give America's shipbuilding industry a better chance. China has threatened to retaliate by slapping fees on American ships when they dock in China. This latest battle in the trade war comes a week after President Trump threatened an additional 100% tariffs on Chinese imports, after China announced tougher restrictions on rare earth minerals needed for semiconductors and fighter jets.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Behold the Colonel's giant KFC chicken sandwich, a towering extra crispy monument to flavor. Such a huge amount of juicy hand-breaded KFC chicken.
At a pretty tiny $3.99 price.
For the Colonel's KFC chicken sandwich. I mean, $3.99 isn't even worthy of the same epic soundtrack as the KFC chicken sandwich for only $3.99. The Colonel lived, so we could chicken.
Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Reading to premature babies could do wonders.
During a Stanford medicine-led study, hospitalized preemies regularly heard recordings of their mothers reading to them. At the end of the study, MRI brain scans showed that a key language pathway was more mature than that of preemies in a control group who did not hear the recordings. Study author Melissa Scala.
What was sort of exciting to us was like, gosh, we only did this for a little bit, and we already are seeing changes. It was pretty powerful.
The study appears in the journal Frontiers in Human Neuroscience. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Apple TV is subtracting the plus sign, but there's no fanfare. The streaming service quietly acknowledging it's reverting back to its original branding. The reveal comes in the 9th paragraph of a news release announcing a December 12th streaming date for Brad Pitt's summer flick. F1 The Movie. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A jolt in Milwaukee home sales last month. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says home sales numbers jumped more than 7% compared to last year. More listings have hit the market, rising 8%, but homes are still selling fast. Experts say the region needs a lot more houses to meet demand and to help keep prices from climbing higher. A group dedicated to saving Milwaukee's public museum is asking state lawmakers to take another look at the funding and oversight of the museum's new building project. The group Preserve MKE worries that taxpayers paying $85 million for a new museum they won't fully own, while losing control of the current facility and thousands of historic artifacts. They say the current plan means destroying beloved murals and dioramas that tell Milwaukee's story. Preserve MKE wants hearings to clarify who really owns the works and to ensure the public can keep watching over them as the museum changes. A southeastern Wisconsin police officer forced out over assault allegations is back in uniform in a different department. According to a report in the Badger Project, Andrew Sundstrom quit the Muskego Police Department last year after an internal report backed his ex-girlfriend's claim that he assaulted her. Prosecutors didn't charge him, and he insists that the allegations are manufactured. His new boss in Burlington says he doesn't believe the woman's story and had no problem hiring him for the Water Patrol. You can read more about that story today on the Badger Project website. People are coming together in Milwaukee Saturday to help make things beautiful. Revitalize Milwaukee is heading to Burnham Park Saturday for a big day of home repairs. A statement says they'll focus on fixing up 10 homes owned by seniors and low-income residents. The work will include safety upgrades like fixing broken steps and adding accessibility features. It's part of a larger mission to preserve Milwaukee's neighborhoods and to support residents where they want to live. And game two of the NLCS is tonight. The Brewers lost last night. First pitch is again at 7:08. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The governor marked Indigenous Peoples Day with an executive order to strengthen support for Wisconsin's Native Nations. The order, announced yesterday by Governor Tony Evers, steers state agencies to team up with tribes and improve education around treaty rights with a spotlight on preserving wild rice and cultural traditions. There are plans for new signage, too, using Indigenous languages at state parks and the launch of Wild Rice Week each September. Traffic crashes have killed 572 people across Wisconsin in the last year. New studies revealing aggressive driving could be to blame. A report from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety says nearly all drivers admit to at least one aggressive behavior, like running red lights or angry honking. The research says the more drivers experience road rage, the more likely they are to act hostile themselves. Men under 60 and wealthier drivers are apparently the worst offenders. Officials encouraging courtesy and caution to keep everybody safer on the road. Wisconsin soybean farmers say they are worried about losing big overseas markets because of the Trump administration's tariffs. Many farmers here export two-thirds of their $1.3 billion soybean crop, but China stopped buying U.S. soybeans this year. Congressmember Tom Tiffany says the administration's trade policies need to stay the course despite concerns.
The big player in this is China, and China is trying to bring America to its knees. Their goal is world hegemony. They want to control the 21st century, and they're using farmers right now as a pawn in the game.
Tiffany, who's running for governor, commented at the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison. A recent statement from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Soybean Association says the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy. And Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a U.S. address.
The legislation was discussed in a state assembly committee last week, where some questioned how the state could enforce the additional requirements. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Milwaukee Brewers lost game one, game two tonight, NLCS against the Dodgers. First pitch again at 7:08. We'll get an update from Mike Clemens in sports. Right now in Milwaukee, we got cloudy skies in 53. The forecast, sunshine with a high of around 64. And also, we've got weather and traffic as well coming up. It's all news all morning right here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app. WAUK News Time, 6:11.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce, or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
Kick off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles of the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. A Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BPE Productions.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Showman and David Crowley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Allball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
It is 6:13, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Weekdays between 6 and 9. Last night, Brewer loss to the LA Dodgers. Game 1 of the NLCS. And game 2 is later on this evening at around 7:08 first pitch. Let's get a preview with Mike Clemens.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's get a look at our roadways in the Milwaukee area. It's 6:14, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and traffic updates as well. This time sponsored by Aleve Payne. Here's our traffic update.
4145 southbound, stop and go between 124th and Silver Spring. 4145 northbound slows Mayfair to Burleigh. And good news on 94 westbound, the accident before Highway 16 has cleared. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Traffic is sponsored by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout the day. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those headaches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. 615 WAUK, 540 on 100.3 FM. Time to look at our weather forecast with our meteorologist.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65.
Right now, it's 49.
Coming up, CBS will have some advice on money. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 6:15.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
And good morning, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning and streaming at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, CBS News, but right now from CBS, money advice, Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Priscilla from Virginia asks, I'm 66 and plan to work full-time until age 70. My IRA and savings are managed by one of the more expensive firms. Should I consider moving my accounts into a low-cost brokerage like Vanguard, or at this point, is it better to leave the money where it is? Priscilla, if you truly want to do this yourself and you feel comfortable doing so, then sure, it is doable. But if you do feel like that advisor relationship is a good one to have, maybe look around for a less expensive option. I hope that helps.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up at 9, we've got Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. And then the rest of our talk lineup will resume following that. Coming up, CBS News. Also, local news update with Stuart J. Waddles. Our state news with Leslie Lotto as well. Again, it's all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9, right here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at WAUKradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Here's CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a deadly nor'easter that unleashed torrential rains and strong winds up and down the East Coast. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Rough surf and powerful winds to millions in the east.
We hunkered down, took all the chairs in, sealed around the doors.
All of New Jersey and parts of southern New York under states of emergency as relentless northeast winds force ocean water onshore and flooding coastal communities.
A New York City woman was killed by a solar panel that blew off a carport. A Coast Guard helicopter hoisted a man to safety from choppy waters off Cape Cod. One person was killed, two missing in Alaska. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
The remnants of Typhoon Halong walloped the coast of Alaska, at least in the southwestern section of the state. In some places, the storm surge was so large it beat the old record by 2 feet.
More than 50 people were rescued, some plucked from rooftops. Israel says it has now identified the bodies of 4 dead hostages returned yesterday following the release of the last 20 surviving hostages. One of the deceased was Israeli, a second from Nepal. The IDF says families of the two others don't want their names revealed yet. As for what's next in the peace process, correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
In Egypt Monday, the president signed a peace and security declaration with the heads of Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey, and held a summit with dozens of world leaders.
The rebuilding is maybe going to be the easiest part. I think we've done a lot of the hardest part.
But questions remain on a number of issues, including whether Hamas will disarm, who pays for the reconstruction of Gaza, which experts say could cost $53 billion.
More government services in the U.S. are slowing down as the shutdown moves into its 14th day. Virginia's Democratic Congressman Eugene Vindman is blasting last Friday's layoffs.
Obviously, the RIFs are illegal, and you know, the unions and others will get involved, and there will be accountability for all of the illegal activity from this administration.
House Speaker Mike Johnson insists ending the stalemate is up to Democrats. A tit-for-tariff spat is heating up again as the Trump administration begins charging Chinese ships to dock at U.S. ports. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The goal is to lessen China's dominance of commercial shipbuilding and give America's shipbuilding industry a better chance. China has threatened to retaliate by slapping fees on American ships when they dock in China. This latest battle in the trade war comes a week after President Trump threatened an additional 100% tariffs on Chinese imports, after China announced tougher restrictions on rare earth minerals needed for semiconductors and fighter jets.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Behold the Colonel's giant KFC chicken sandwich, a towering extra crispy monument to flavor. Such a huge amount of juicy hand-breaded KFC chicken.
At a pretty tiny $3.99 price.
For the Colonel's KFC chicken sandwich. I mean, $3.99 isn't even worthy of the same epic soundtrack as the KFC chicken sandwich for only $3.99. The Colonel lived, so we could chicken.
Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Reading to premature babies could do wonders.
During a Stanford medicine-led study, hospitalized preemies regularly heard recordings of their mothers reading to them. At the end of the study, MRI brain scans showed that a key language pathway was more mature than that of preemies in a control group who did not hear the recordings. Study author Melissa Scala.
What was sort of exciting to us was like, gosh, we only did this for a little bit, and we already are seeing changes. It was pretty powerful.
The study appears in the journal Frontiers in Human Neuroscience. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
App Apple TV is subtracting the plus sign. But there's no fanfare, the streaming service quietly acknowledging it's reverting back to its original branding. The reveal comes in the ninth paragraph of a news release announcing a December 12th streaming date for Brad Pitt's summer flick, F1 the Movie. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two violent scenes unfolded overnight in Milwaukee. Police say two men were wounded near 14th and Galena at around 12:20 this morning. Both are expected to survive. At 27th and Fond du Lac at around 2 a.m., a 34-year-old man was killed in a separate shooting. Police are still looking for suspects. Right now, there's no word if the two shootings are linked. A jolt in Milwaukee home sales last month. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says home sales numbers jumped more than 7% compared to last year. The average price for a home in the Milwaukee metro area is now over $446,000, up nearly 11% since last September. More listings have hit the market, rising 8%, but homes are still selling fast. Experts say the region needs a lot more houses to meet demand and to help keep prices from climbing higher. A group dedicated to saving Milwaukee's public museum is asking state lawmakers to take another look at the funding and oversight of the museum's new building project. The group Preserve MKE worries that taxpayers are paying $85 million for a new museum they won't fully own, while losing control of the current facility and thousands of historic artifacts. They say the current plan means destroying beloved murals and dioramas that tell Milwaukee's story. Preserve MKE wants hearings to clarify who really owns the works and to ensure the public can keep watching over them as the museum changes. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A southeastern Wisconsin police officer forced out over assault allegations is back in uniform in a different department. According to a report in the Badger Project, Andrew Sundstrom quit the Muskego Police Department last year after an internal report backed his ex-girlfriend's claim that he assaulted her. Prosecutors didn't charge him, and he insists that the allegations are manufactured. His new boss in Burlington says he doesn't believe the woman's story and had no problem hiring him for the Water Patrol. You can read more about that story today on the Badger Project website. People are coming together in Milwaukee Saturday to help make things beautiful. Revitalize Milwaukee is heading to Burnham Park Saturday for a big day of home repairs. A statement says they'll focus on fixing up 10 homes owned by seniors and low-income residents. The work will include safety upgrades like fixing broken steps and adding accessibility features. It's part of a larger mission to preserve Milwaukee's neighborhoods and to support residents where they want to live. And game two of the NLCS is tonight. The Brewers lost last night. First pitch is again at 7:08. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The battle for Western Wisconsin's House seat is already heating up. Democrat Rebecca Cook is reporting that she raised almost $1 million in the latest quarter. Cook, who narrowly lost to the Republican Derek Van Orden last cycle, says her campaign takes no money from corporate PACs. Official fundraising totals for both candidates are coming up this week. A state education board's got some new names. Governor Evers has made three appointments to the Wisconsin Technical College System Board. Francis Huntley Cooper joins with years of experience in public service and education, including making history as Wisconsin's first elected African-American mayor. Dr. Michael Rosen is a retired economics professor and longtime union leader. Eli Guthrie is a current business student at Chippewa Valley Technical College, and he rounds out the group. The governor says the variety of backgrounds is key to serving Wisconsin's workforce and technical college students. It's been 90 days since Wisconsin's state Senate gathered, and the wait's stirring up a fight. Democrats say Republicans running the chamber are not moving bills forward and are, quote, letting the people down. Republicans say it's Democrats wasting time with political attacks. One Senate committee is set to meet soon, but it'll be the first time lawmakers in that chamber have been on the floor since summer. Open enrollment for Medicare starts tomorrow. State officials are trying to get ahead of scams.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says unsolicited requests should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment. Reinen reminds folks there are resources available to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers. There's more about how to stay safe on the Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning, 5:40 a.m. and 100.3 FM WAUK.
It is 6:30. Good morning. 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM and streaming at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. I'm Dan Haney, serving up all news all morning for you, and thanks for being there. Coming up, Mike Clemens has got sports with a summary of last night's Brewer loss in the NLCS to the Dodgers, and then a preview of tonight's Game 2, Packer news, Badger news as well, and also we've got an update with weather. Speaking of which, cloudy skies right now in 53 in Milwaukee. We've got sunshine until, later on, sunrise around 7:24 with a high of around 54. Hyper on 65, actually. I'm sorry. So there we go. It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time, 6:30.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
11 o'clock this morning on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
6:33, it's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Lots of disappointed Brewer fans, including myself, after last night's NLCS Game 1 loss. We'll try it again tonight with a first pitch at 7:08. Let's get a preview from Mr. Mike Clemens in WAUK Sports.
The Brewers reload.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and you, we we obviously feeling pretty good. So hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
635, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and traffic updates as well. Here's Bonnie Green.
Stop and go traffic on 4145 southbound between 124th and Good Hope. 4145 northbound slows North Avenue to Burleigh, and 43 northbound a stall on the right shoulder before 124th Street. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Get a quote today in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Time is 6:35. Updated forecast from our staff meteorologist, WAUK Weather.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65.
Right now, it's 49.
Coming up, CBS News will give us some money advice with Jill on Money, and then an update from CBS News as well. Local news with Stuart J. Waddles. And Leslie Lotto has got state news. It's all part of our all news, all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9, right here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time, 6:36.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
6:38, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Stream at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, an update from CBS News. And right now, Jill on Money with some money advice.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Priscilla from Virginia asks, I'm 66 and plan to work full-time until age 70. My IRA and savings are managed by one of the more expensive firms. Should I consider moving my accounts into a low-cost brokerage like Vanguard, or at this point, is it better to leave the money where it is?
Priscilla, if you truly want to do this yourself and you feel comfortable doing so, then sure, it is doable. But if you do feel like that advisor relationship is a good one to have, maybe look around for a less expensive option. I hope that helps.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
640 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Good morning, I'm Dan Haney, serving up all news all morning, following CBS News here. We'll have an update with our local news from Stuart J. Waddles. Leslie Lido has got state news. Mike Clemens has got sports. Weather update with our meteorologist, Corey Hartman. And traffic update with Bonnie Green. WAUK News Time is 640.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. For the first time in 2 years, the families of the last surviving hostages from Israel are waking up close to their loved ones. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and their families are savoring newfound freedom. And President Trump is back at the White House after a crowning achievement of negotiating the initial phase of peace in Gaza. CBS's Erica Brown.
The president wrapped his one-day trip to the Middle East with a ceremonial signing of the deal.
And for the people of Gaza, the focus now must be on restoring the basics of a good life. We're going to have a lot of money coming into Gaza and a lot of rebuilding.
Other major hurdles ahead include who will govern Gaza and disarming Hamas.
Day 14 of the U.S. government shutdown, and the FAA issued a ground stop at Austin Bergstrom Airport in Texas last night.
The ground stop, which lasted several hours, was due to a lack of staffing at the airport. Air traffic controllers and TSA agents still have to work during the shutdown but aren't getting paid, so more are calling out sick. This traveler in Austin had planned ahead.
I did go a little earlier, just thinking that the lines might have been a little longer.
Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett represents the Austin area.
I think what we could see are more delays, more round stops, more inconvenience to everyone.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
People up and down the East Coast are drying out after a powerful nor'easter blamed for at least 3 deaths. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In New England, umbrellas were no defense against the wind and lashing rain Monday as the holiday weekend nor'easter barreled into Boston. The storm dumped several inches of rain across the region and led to coastal flooding. New Jersey declared a state of emergency after clocking winds of more than 60 miles per hour.
In western Alaska, at least one person was killed in hurricane-force winds whipped up by the remnants of Typhoon Halong. New York's Democratic Attorney General Letitia James has made her first public appearance since she was indicted on federal mortgage fraud charges.
I will not bow. I will not break. I will not bend. I will not capitulate. I will not give in. I will not give up.
She did not mention President Trump, who called for her prosecution. No more free security updates, bug fixes, or technical support for anyone who still uses Windows 10. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Microsoft is giving people options for how to keep using this decade-old version of Windows, in particular by paying Microsoft to continue squashing security bugs and protecting the system at least for another year.
Dow futures are down 366. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done, with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
The maker of a popular frozen sandwich pocket isn't happy.
Smucker's has sued Trader Joe's in federal court, accusing the grocery chain of mimicking its Uncrustables sandwiches. The lawsuit alleges that Trader Joe's competing round, crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are too similar to Smucker's product design and packaging, that it unlawfully copies its sandwich's round shape with crimped edges and imagery of a bitten sandwich revealing its filling. Trader Joe's just started selling them this summer. Smucker's says its Uncrustables products are fast on their way to being a billion-dollar brand. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Some airports are refusing to air a new video from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem at TSA checkpoints. It calls out politics for travel delays.
Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government. And because of this, many of our operations are impacted.
Many airports have pressed the pause button on grounds the message violates state and federal laws barring political messaging. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Early this morning in Milwaukee, two separate shootings just hours apart left one person dead and two others hurt. At around 12:20, two men in their 20s were shot near 14th and Galena and taken to the hospital. About 2 hours later, near 27th and Fond du Lac, a 34-year-old man was fatally shot. Police say they're still looking for suspects in both cases. A Milwaukee neighborhood will gather Thursday night to remember a woman killed in what police say was a brutal case of domestic violence. Friends will hold a candlelight vigil for 64-year-old Carrie Zettel outside of her home, where she was beaten to death Sunday, allegedly by her daughter. 29-year-old Lauren Spores was arrested for first-degree intentional homicide but has not yet been officially charged. Court records show several domestic violence calls and restraining orders linked to their address. Friends tell Fox 6 that Zettel tried to get her daughter help but that the system failed her. A Brewers comeback fell short. The team lost to the Dodgers last night in Game 1 of the NLCS. Game 2 is tonight at the same time. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A preservation group is demanding urgent action from state lawmakers to protect Milwaukee's public museum and its collections. A group called Preserve MKE wants the state legislature to hold hearings on the ownership of the artifacts and to stop any new funding until public oversight is guaranteed. They say taxpayers funded the museum's new project, but they risk losing control of the historic exhibits and the murals. The group is calling for transparency, accountability, and respect for Milwaukee's cultural heritage before moving forward. Buyers are back in Milwaukee's real estate market. September saw a just over 7% spike in home sales locally. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says prices are way up too, with the average sale topping $446,000. Realtors warn that there's still a supply crunch that's making homes more expensive for everyone. Milwaukee nonprofits are likely on alert. Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The governor marked Indigenous Peoples Day with an executive order to strengthen support for Wisconsin's Native Nations. The order, announced yesterday by Governor Tony Evers, steers state agencies to team up with tribes and improve education around treaty rights with a spotlight on preserving wild rice and cultural traditions. There are plans for new signage, too, using Indigenous languages at state parks and the launch of Wild Rice Week each September. Traffic crashes have killed 572 people across Wisconsin in the last year. New studies revealing aggressive driving could be to blame. A report from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety says nearly all drivers admit to at least one aggressive behavior, like running red lights or angry honking. The research says the more drivers experience road rage, the more likely they are to act hostile themselves. Men under 60 and wealthier drivers are apparently the worst offenders. Officials encouraging courtesy and caution to keep everybody safer on the road. Wisconsin soybean farmers say they are worried about losing big overseas markets because of the Trump administration's tariffs. Many farmers here export two-thirds of their $1.3 billion soybean crop, but China stopped buying U.S. soybeans this year. Congressmember Tom Tiffany says the administration's trade policies need to stay the course despite concerns.
The big player in this is China, and China is trying to bring America to its knees. Their goal is world hegemony. They want to control the 21st century, and they're using farmers right now as a pawn in the game.
Tiffany, who's running for governor, commented at the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison. A recent statement from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Soybean Association says the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy. And Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a U.S. address. The legislation was discussed in a state assembly committee last week, where some questioned how the state could enforce the additional requirements. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. Wisconsin Sports Today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, it's 6:50. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Right now in Milwaukee, we've got cloudy skies and 53. The forecast, sunshine with a high of around 64. And our sunrise is at 7:04 a.m. Coming up, we've got sports with Mike Clemens to summarize last night's NLCS Game 1 loss and a preview of tonight's Game 2 of the NLCS Dodgers and Brewers. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Now serving all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at waukradio.com and the Civic Media app. WAUK News Time is 6:51.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, it's Jane Mattner.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Mattner on Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites,
And we'd lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
6:54, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, update from CBS News, and we'll also get a traffic update from Bonnie Green, weather with Corey Hartman, and right now, Mike Lemons has got the sports covered.
The Brewers reload. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The Crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
6:55, look at the roadways in the Milwaukee area. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Traffic with Bonnie Green.
4145 northbound, stop and go now between Mayfair and Capitol. Southbound 124th to Good Hope is heavy. And southbound at Burleigh, a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder. 94 eastbound 70th to Hawley. Westbound slows 27th to Mitchell Boulevard. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Blindster.com. Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, they'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM with a quick look at our weather forecast with our meteorologist, Corey Hartman.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny and a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65.
It's 51 at our studios.
6:56 coming up, CBS News will have money advice that they call Jill on Money.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Getter Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Getter Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, top of the hour, CBS News. Local news with Stuart J. Waddles and state news with Leslie Lotto. Right now, CBS News, money advice with Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Priscilla from Virginia asks, I'm 66 and plan to work full-time until age 70. My IRA and savings are managed by one of the more expensive firms. Should I consider moving my accounts into a low-cost brokerage like Vanguard, or at this point, is it better to leave the money where it is? Priscilla, if you truly want to do this yourself and you feel comfortable doing so, then sure, it is doable. But if you do feel like that advisor relationship is a good one to have, maybe look around for a less expensive option. I hope that helps.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hi, it's Jane Netmeyer.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Netmeyer on Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Netmeyer on Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, following CBS News at the top of the hour, local news with Stuart J. Wattles and Leslie Lotto has got state news. Good morning, and thanks for being there.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. For the first time in 2 years, the families of the last surviving hostages from Israel are waking up close to their loved ones. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and their families are savoring newfound freedom. And President Trump is back at the White House after a crowning achievement of negotiating the initial phase of peace in Gaza. CBS's Erica Brown.
The president wrapped his one-day trip to the Middle East with a ceremonial signing of the deal.
And for the people of Gaza, the focus now must be on restoring the basics of a good life. We're going to have a lot of money coming into Gaza and a lot of rebuilding.
Other major hurdles ahead include who will govern Gaza and disarming Hamas.
Day 14.